Welcome back to another episode of the Off the Table Podcast, where anything's possible.
This is the podcast where you can get your dose of dopamine for the day. So grab some popcorn, get comfortable, and buckle up, because we have a good one for you. On today's episode, me and Phil are going to be asking each other about our interests, different interests we have, and what we like to do and stuff. So let's just jump straight into it. What would you say the best birthday party you ever had? What age were you when you had your best birthday party?
I don't know. Because, I mean, I feel like... That's kind of a rough one. Because, like, I mean, I don't think I've had a party since I was, like, 10, 12, somewhere there. It's been a while.
Yeah. I feel like birthday parties now is just, like, nobody really does them. I haven't seen people that are, like, you feel me, like, over the age of, like, 14, 15 have a real birthday party.
Yeah, especially now. I mean, I don't know if that was just like a shift or what, because I mean, there's like, I mean, obviously when you were real little, you had like a party.
Yeah.
And you had, I don't even know, 10
bunch
kids.
Of friends, yeah.
But I mean, nowadays, especially nowadays, I'm like, I don't even, my birthday's when always in the middle of the week, so yeah. It's like, I guess I'll go to work or school or whatever.
My birthday is in the summer, so, but I never really wanted to have a birthday anymore. Like, my friend circle started getting smaller, and I started kind of realizing, like, even before my friend circle started getting smaller, I started realizing, like, if I asked these people to come to my birthday party and only three of them come, that's going to be so embarrassing. So I stopped having birthday parties. I wanted to save myself the embarrassment. It never happened to me, but the thought of it happening to me was too much for me to even want to go through with having a birthday party. So I kind of ended that and just started spending time with family and like the two friends, three friends I had, for real.
And I think even there's a, like a pressure to it.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, we see it so much in like TVs and movies where it's like, oh, it's like a shame thing. If you have a bunch of friends and all that. But I mean, realistically, I think I'd rather have like, just in life in general, I think I really have like six or seven people I could like count on.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's even like kind of a high number for a lot of people.
It is.
But I mean, I don't know. I've kind of gone with the whole like quality over quantity thing, especially as we've gotten older. Yeah. Even back in high school, I remember being like, okay, half of y'all aren't worth nothing. As soon as like if I ever needed to rely on y'all or I need to trust y'all with something, like you're...
It's over with.
It's not going to measure up.
Yeah, and you start to see it quick. Like it happens very... Once you start to realize like, okay, they don't have the best interest for me. They don't. But that guy over there does.
Yeah, and what's funny is, like, those people can be people you have, like, I wouldn't even say, like, a whole lot of, like, interest, like, commonality in with, like, you know, there are people that I think I don't have a whole lot of, like, immediate, what do you even call them?
Interest.
Yeah, Sarah, like, immediate interest.
Yeah, I'd be like that.
And then, you know, it's kind of like as things have developed, I guess the people who are around me the most are people who think a lot like me, which can be good and bad.
Yeah. But,
I mean, I definitely have some people who have some vastly different opinions of me that I still hold in like pretty high standard that, you know, their opinion matters to me and all that. But
yeah,
it'll definitely affects things.
For sure.
Let me take a look at this little list here. Do you drink coffee?
I drink coffee, but I have to turn it into candy first. And what I mean is like,
what?
I cannot have black coffee.
Really?
Black coffee disgusts me. And I have to have enough sugar and sweetener in there so that I don't taste coffee. I taste the sweet part of it. I can't do the black part, like all that extra black coffee. Never been my thing. But like if you turn that thing into some candy, all the sugar and sweetener, I'll drink some coffee for sure. But it messes my stomach up.
It does.
What's the word? Lactose intolerant?
Yeah. You got a problem with milk?
Yeah. It'd be killing me. So right after I drink that, give me 10 minutes. Yeah.
Things are starting to move, huh?
Yeah. And they're moving in the wrong way, man. Stuff gets real bad. I'd be in the same spot for like an hour, just sitting there reflecting on the decisions I made.
That's rough.
Yeah.
I think I don't mind coffee. I do like, you know, I'll drink like a frappuccino where it's all like foo-fooed up and all that. But I wouldn't even consider that coffee. It's just like, it's like drinking a milkshake almost.
Yeah, exactly.
But I will 100% drink black coffee.
Ugh.
Yeah. Like I kind of like, I don't know. I think I'm so dependent on caffeine.
Yeah.
that I'm not a huge like coffee cough person. Like it's hot. It's hot in Texas. I'm not drinking a cup of coffee in the summer. That's ridiculous. When it's 85 degrees at 8 o'clock in the morning, like I'm not drinking a hot cup of coffee. Yeah. And cold coffee is just too much prep work. Like I'd rather I'm just going to go to the gas station and buy two Monsters because like, man, they got my heart for sure. Like I got some caffeine dependency.
So is black coffee like that's been something that you like if you are going to drink coffee since a young age, that's what you've been doing? Like you don't add any sweeteners or milk or anything?
Yeah, I'd probably say so. I mean, young, I mean, probably like early high school, late middle school. Like if I was ever going to drink coffee, it had to be cold outside.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah, I've never had an issue with black coffee. I mean, my mom was always like sugar and cream and all that. So like I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
But if I'm if it's bad enough that I'm drinking coffee, yeah, I'll drink it black. I will like it'll like be sludgy out of the pot and I'll still drink it.
Yeah, it's certain people in this world that you just can't trust, man. And
those are people those who are drink black coffee. Black coffee,
exactly.
All right. Be warned. Be warned.
Next question. If you could only have one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh.
It's a good question.
I like one, like, singular item or, like, a category?
We'll do both. We'll first do both. Go singular item. What's your singular item? Actually, let's go category first.
Category?
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably eat Mexican food for the rest of my life every day and not have a problem with it. That Mexican or like food. Seafood, I could probably I could eat seafood every day, no problem.
Yeah, there it is. That's what I needed to hear right there to make sure that you are actually, you feel me, a rational human being. Because anybody choose anything else other than seafood, they're insane. Seafood,
what, so good. Double down on black coffee and Mexican food is like a big red flag that's a no-go?
Yeah, this podcast was going to have to end real soon if that was the answer. But I'm glad you chose the right one. I'm glad, you feel me, you.
I mean, I grew up, I mean, Mexican food is like, we live in Texas.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess it would be Tex-Mex because, I mean, everyone loves drawing the line between them.
I don't know the difference.
To I don't truth. Either. I don't really care. Yeah. I'm going to eat it regardless. Yeah. It's both good. Like, I don't have a problem with either one. And then even, you know, spending some time down on the coast to, like, I already liked seafood to begin with.
Yeah.
That was great.
Man.
That was great. And then, like, there is a lot of Mexican food in Corpus Christi, too. So, like, I had a quesadilla with shrimp in it one time, and oh, it was good. I
never had a quesadilla with shrimp.
It was different. Like, it took me a minute to kind of get on board with it.
Yeah.
But, like, a seafood quesadilla is pretty good.
That sounds good.
It's pretty good.
You could put seafood in anything. I've made seafood nachos before with it.
What?
Hear me out. This was back when I went to my first school. Oh, my gosh. I was just making stuff. Literally, I was just throwing stuff together, making concoctions.
So you were broke?
Yeah, I was dead broke. But everything I made tasted good. Like, I made seafood nachos, and it was, like, chips. And then I had some cheese. And then I put crawfish that I got from Walmart and some imitation crab, which I learned is actually pretty disgusting. Won't eat that anymore. But the nachos were good.
Yeah, man. I mean, when you're down bad for money, you don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
Have you ever had like, I don't know what you call it. It's like the tuna packet. You like rip open. The lemon pepper is the best one.
See.
And if you have another opinion on that, you're just flat wrong. And that's not even directed at you. That's directed at everyone.
See, I hate tuna because it was forced on me. Not really forced on me, but, like, it was really all we had to eat at one point. So it was, like...
Just burnt out?
Yeah, and it was, like, an early burnt out. Like, it quickly became nasty. Just looking at it, like, if my food doesn't look appealing, I probably won't eat it. And tuna looks disgusting. Ugh, looks like throw up. And it smells like throw up.
I love that we circled back to this whole, like, being burnt out on food. Because we started recording, we were talking about chicken pot pies.
Yeah.
And then we both used to eat a lot of chicken pot pies. And I haven't touched one in 7 years, 8 years. Like, I probably hadn't since I was, like, a junior in high school.
Yeah, it's been since I was probably 7th, 8th grade when I used to see them in a freezer.
Mm-hmm. The Marie calendar in the little box.
Uh-huh. Throw it in the microwave. Too cold at the bottom, too hot at the top.
Yeah, the top is like molten lava. You poke a hole in the top of that, and you're like steam blasted with the heat coming out of it.
Literally.
And then, you're right. Somehow you get to the bottom, and it's frozen. But then it's also like scorched itself to the inside of that stupid little plastic bowl it's in.
My favorite part of that actually was probably the crust, though. I won't lie, the crust was crazy.
I think I got a good one for you.
Okay.
What's your biggest pet peeve besides people who drink black coffee and eat Mexican food? And apparently people who enjoy tuna.
Biggest pet peeve. I'm kind of like a shallow person. So, like,
might as well just be upfront about it, huh?
Like, if I see, let's say I'm on like a date with a female and we just got done eating and she talks to me and she has something in her tooth, like, that's gonna throw me off ASAP. That's a pet peeve. Check in your phone camera something before you try to talk to me and there's something in your mouth, because that'll probably be the last time we talk. That's a pet peeve.
We just gonna like chalk that up to like a cleanliness thing, or like,
nah, not even, because she probably still, like, you feel me, like a clean, like, person.
Clean person, yeah.
But I don't know, it's just something about that is gonna disgust me. Like, I'm gonna see that and I'm gonna be like, ew, that was nasty, and now we're not talking again.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of my biggest pet peeves. That's the one that comes to my mind every time I think about pet peeves. So
really?
I just have to say it.
I think mine would probably be, we get a lot of them here with going to chapel and stuff like that. When you have a speaker who gets up and their, like, first quality is like, I'm loud and exciting. It's like, I check out immediately. Like, if you get up there and your whole personality is, I'm so loud and vibrant, listen to how loud and vibrant I am.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain chapels that I know that I'm just not going to go to because I know who's talking at them. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with just like
a bunch of energy. Just,
they might have a good point. They might be like an expert in their field or whatever and have, you know, have an idea what's happening. But as soon as you come out with the just like straight hyper energy. I'm done. Yeah. I am out.
I feel that. I think every time I get asked a pet peeve question, that's the first thing that comes to my mind is what I said. But I have so many pet peeves, but I can't think of them as soon as the question is asked. Like, that's just the first one, and then I have no more.
Yeah.
Like, but I have so many.
When
I
see him, you're like, oh,
yeah,
God, there it is again.
And I'd be like, dang, I should have said that. Like, I'll probably see something after this, and I'll be like, I should have said that.
Mm-hmm. But that's something I didn't expect doing this. With, like, as soon as we stopped, like, after we recorded the first one,
mm-hmm.
there was so much stuff throughout the week that was like, we should have talked about that.
Yeah.
But since, like, we're not going back down that same route, I can't just, like, roll in with the next one and be like, this is a rebuttal for something I said a week ago.
Yeah.
That I know, you know.
That happens to me in arguments, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You just overanalyze it when you're done. You're like,
exactly.
Wow, maybe I was the idiot in this conversation.
All right, I think I have a good one for you. This is kind of like, are you more into brains or looks?
Oh, I don't know if I could. I don't know. I'm going to have to go with brains, not being like an outstandingly visually appealing person myself. But, like, I mean, I know what I am. You know what I mean? I'm built like a hard-boiled egg. My personality is the only thing that can carry me, because we all know it ain't on visual appeal. But if I talk to someone where you can, like, you know, see the light through one of their ears and out the other one.
Yeah.
Man, I've met some people who were, like, attractive, but were just dumb.
Yeah.
And it's going to have to be brains. Because, like, if I can't even fake a conversation with you for more than 5 seconds, it's over.
Yeah.
And I remember, man, I can think of, like, two people that I want to, like, out them or anything for just being a total moron. But oh my God, like, as soon as they walk in the room, like, you feel like the air get thick and heavy. You're like, your stupidity is spread to the rest of the room, and I just cannot stand those people. But I had buddies who were like barking from across the room, and I was like, really? Is that all it takes? Like, what are you gonna, like, what's the plan here?
Yeah, I guess it just depends, honestly, on what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not looking for someone to actually build something with, you're just looking for someone to occupy your time with, then I'd probably go with looks. But now if you're looking to settle down and start a relationship, obviously you got to have brains. But I think I'm in the middle. Like,
healthy mix of both?
Yeah, you can't. I'm not the smartest person ever, but I can hold a conversation. But if you're just like overly smart and not very good looking, like I can't do anything with you. Like I wanna walk around with whoever I'm with and everybody be like, wow, she looks great. But then again, I can't stand talking to someone who can't hold a conversation, and I say one word and they're like, huh? What's that mean? Because I'm not even using giant words.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just using regular words. So if you can't keep up with regular things, then it's probably not going to work. But, you know.
Just, and that's not even like a stipulation with just, like, talking to women, since we're both men.
Yeah.
It's like, even if I come across a guy, yeah, I'm just like, man, you are stupid. And I immediately, like,
no,
I
don't want to.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to be involved with you. I don't want to work with you.
Yeah.
Like, if I, man, yeah, even like working at Dodge, we had people come in there all the time where I'm like, how'd you make it this far?
Yeah.
Like, you're sucking up valuable resources for everyone else. Like, stop taking all the good air, because, man.
Even when, like, when I'm on, like, a basketball team, I'll be like, wow, like, you're really still playing. Like, it's the middle of the season, you didn't fail. Like, how? Like, I just said something very regular and common to you, and you were just, like, lost. And I'm knowing you. Like, how are you? Yeah. Dumb people kind of throw me off.
It's weird to think, because, like, yeah, you're right. Especially, like, we're doing the whole college thing. There are people here that I'm like, man, how did you make it out of elementary school? And, like, I wouldn't say I'm the most intelligent.
At all.
But, like, there are some people here that I'm like, how did you function?
Yeah.
Like, we knew a guy one time that called me and my roommate, because somehow we've ended up being, like, if you have a car issue on campus, people will come to us about it. And it was, you know, a couple weeks ago when it was cold outside, when it got down to, like, mid-30s. And he was calling us all panicked because his tire light was on. And he's like, I need to change a tire. It's like, is it flat? No, but the light's on. I'm like, you're a grown man. Like, I hate to be that blunt about it, but, like, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Like, do you think, first of all, have you ever not, like, has that light ever come on before and you changed the tire? And, like, obviously, you don't know how to change a tire. That's why you're calling us anyways. But, like, who did you get to change a tire the first time your light came on? And they straight-faced looked at you and was like, yeah, no, that's fine. Like, either it's voluntarily ignorance,
mm-hmm,
or what. But it's wild, man.
This one, just to wrap it up, because I think this is a good one. How would your best friend or closest friend describe you?
Oh, man. Okay, well, that could be a loaded question, because I would hope it would be positive.
Yeah.
I would really hope it'd be positive, because I've known some people a long time.
Yeah.
But also, since I've known them a long time,
they've known you a long time.
They have known me a long time, and they know that I can be rough to be around.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I am now. Like, I've definitely mellowed with age, for sure. Even though I guess we're still not really that old, but, like, you know what I'm getting at? There's a big difference between being 12 and being 25.
For sure.
So I would hope that they would have good things to say about me. Yeah. I would hope they'd be like, yeah, he's dependable, reliable, you know, all around good person. But I mean, yeah, there's also probably some people out there that are like, yeah, what a scumbag.
Yeah. I think the most important thing that my friends would probably say about me is that I'm a loyal guy.
Yeah.
Like, friendship wise, family wise. But now, if they were just talking about all around, oh, they probably say I'm the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
Just because.
It's rough to be, like, it depends on when you meet people.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, no matter who I usually meet, like, if we end up spending enough time together, like, you'll probably think I'm the scum of the earth. Just because my humor is, like,
low.
Yeah. Like, I make fun of you so that we both can laugh.
Yeah.
You feel me? And if you make fun of me, I'm going to laugh. Like, mm-hmm, that's just kind of how my family is. So, like, My humor is built on, like, making fun of each other and being rude, and yeah.
And that's kind of how I was, too. Like, I mean, you got to be able to dish it.
Yeah.
And, like, you got to be able to take it, too.
Take it, yeah.
And that's a big thing. Like, I feel like that's a healthy median, because, like, man, even the guys I live with, if you saw how we all interacted with each other, you'd be like, they hate each other.
Yeah. That must be like just a common thing. Well, not with everybody. Cause
is that just a guy thing?
I would think so, but then I've ran into guys that are like extra sensitive, and it gets weird. Like it feels like I'm talking to like a girl or something. Like it gets really weird. Not to say that all girls are like that, but
yeah, cause man, I've met some girls that could fist fight you with words. Where you're, like you're done talking to them, you're like, that actually kind of hurt. Like I don't know if she's playing or what, but like we're not close enough for you to be saying all that.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, I think that was
I think it's gonna be a good stop to good point to stop.
Yeah, for sure. We hope you enjoyed this week, and hopefully you'll join us on the next one.
Thanks for coming to the Off the Table podcast.